Well, hello guys, how are you tonight?
It's the old solo man here.
Well, as you know, the UK, Bumbling Boris is stepping down and has left a vacant space. And of course the Femon Vultures are circling, and they're pushing themselves forward, and they're going to virtual signal about everything, and create the persona as they're such a nice person. No big deal for them, as they do it in normal life anyway. And if a Femon gets in as Prime Minister of the UK, we are pretty much finished. Because it'll just mean chaos and drama and a complete mess. And nothing really will get done much. Oh, there'll be a lot of virtual signaling though. You only have to look at the USA to see that when Femons get in greater numbers in the government, it turns it into a complete chaos and mess. And turns it into kind of a soap. And of course, just take a quick look at New Zealand. I think we all can see what's happening there, and they have a Femon Prime Minister too. And of course, Canada has a feminist Prime Minister as well. It's called Justin Trudeau. And he's another great virtual signaler, and you can see what's going on there as well. But I guess it's kind of out of my hands. We'll just have to wait and see. Anyway, I know I'm late to the party, but this afternoon I went and watched Top Gun Maverick. Now, I haven't been to the cinema for at least 20 years. And in my opinion, the film was pretty good. They did have some Femons in the film, of course, but they were all empowered and very successful. They didn't need no man. But it wasn't pushed too hard at all. So I'd say it was a pretty good film. At least a good film, if these days standards anyway. And some people are saying it's a great film. I don't know, is it a great film? Or is it just the one film that's come out in the last long time that is not so woke? It's hardly woke at all, and at least it's entertaining. But of course Maverick in real life wouldn't really fly the mission, not at his age, not the mission they had to do. His reflexes would be shot by then. I mean, it was a little bit corny in places, you know. But considering what we've been offered in the last few years, it is a good effort. Now, I don't know whether my ears are getting old or whatever, but I thought many years ago when I went to the cinema the sound was much better than it is today. Well, maybe I just got a bad cinema. And of course the price is quite a lot more than it was 20 years ago, and you don't buy popcorn or drinks because they're exorbitant prices. Anyway, for those of you who have seen Top Gun Maverick, let me know what you thought. And like I say, there was two main Femons in it really. Who one of them owned the bar, the older Femon, and I didn't actually see anybody help her in the bar. She basically did it all, by the look of it. Oh, and she can sail a big yacht as well, nearly on her own. And apparently she's got loads of money as well. And the other Femon, who is part of the team, she looks like she could hold her own in a barroom brawl. That's what they'd want us to think. She's as tough as a man, you know, very masculine. And of course the older Femon had a child, and it could have been a son, but no, it was a Femon child, of course. But like I say, it wasn't too much woke at all, it was just giving the nod a little bit, that's all. Anyway, after the movie, it wasn't too late, so I went to a bar sort of thing, a pub, and had a drink. And I was looking at the people in there, and I was thinking, gee, I don't really belong here. I don't think I belong in the population anymore. They've all gone... Well, they've changed. Look kind of weird. Most of the Femons all look like they're women of the night. In my day, some women went out and dressed quite classy. But today, no. Anyway, I thought this film was going to be a real flop and a real bad thing for me. Because I got there 15 minutes early in case they run ads or something. But the ads didn't start for another 15 minutes. So I was sitting there and there's two other people in the cinema. A man and a Femon. And the Femon never shut up all those 15 minutes. I don't know how she breathed. I wonder what would happen if I just turned around and said, "Shut up!" God, can you imagine? Anyway, just thought I'd like to share that with you. The film is pretty good, and I didn't feel I wasted my money. Well, I did actually, because it was so expensive nowadays. Anyway, there's going to be Mission Impossible, something or other. Is that the fifth one, sixth one, seventh one? Guess we'll have to wait and see what that's like. It's made by the same film company, so it may be okay. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening, and do what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to go have a beer. A nice, cold one. Oh yeah, we got a kind of a heat wave in the UK and it's going to be really bad Monday or Tuesday. And the government stepped in and sort of said, it's almost the end of the world for us. We shouldn't go out. We shouldn't go anywhere. Drink plenty of water and my God, it's, you know... And it's just a panic, people. And it's just a panic, people, and control them. Well, I shall get on with my day just like every other day. The mummy state can shove it up their ass. Ooh, I've had a beer already? No, I've had two, yeah. But I'm gonna have another one. See ya.